Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1280. When does caffeine withdrawal stop? By Anna Goddard with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Let's jump right into today's article and continue optimizing your life. When does caffeine withdrawal stop? By Anna Goddard with Healthline.com. The duration of caffeine withdrawal symptoms vary from person to person, but caffeine withdrawal usually lasts at least 2 up to 9 days. Someone who abruptly stops caffeine intake after regular use will usually feel withdrawal effects between 12 and 24 hours after stopping. The peak of withdrawal effects occurs between 24 and 51 hours in. If you regularly consume caffeine, caffeine withdrawal will likely affect you at some point. The more caffeine you drink, generally the worse the withdrawal experience is. Surprisingly, habitual consumption of even just 1 small cup of coffee per day can produce withdrawal symptoms. How caffeine withdrawal symptoms happen. Caffeine is a psychoactive stimulant that decreases drowsiness by blocking adenosine receptors. Adenosine is a neurotransmitter connected to the body's sleep-wake processes. By blocking these receptors, caffeine can allow a person to experience a temporary improved feeling of wakefulness. Caffeine also boosts other hormones and neurotransmitters like adrenaline and dopamine, as well as constricts blood flow to the brain. The withdrawal symptoms happen as the brain works to adjust to functioning without caffeine. Fortunately, caffeine withdrawal does not last very long, and the symptoms are considered to be relatively mild. Are some people more prone to caffeine withdrawal? One 2014 study identified genes that affect a person's response to caffeine metabolism. Researchers can use these genetic markers to predict the likelihood that someone is a heavy coffee user. This suggests that your coffee cravings may just be genetic. Caffeine withdrawal symptoms. The more caffeine consumed daily, the more intense the withdrawal symptoms tend to be. Symptom duration varies, but might end between 2 and 9 days. Common caffeine withdrawal symptoms can include anxiety, cognitive effects, meaning your ability to think clearly may be affected, fatigue, headaches, and mood changes. Headaches. Headaches are often associated with caffeine withdrawal. Headaches happen because caffeine constricts your brain's blood vessels. This constriction slows cerebral blood flow. When you cease your caffeine consumption, the once constricted blood vessels expand. After you stop using caffeine, blood flow to the brain increases. Headaches are from the brain adjusting to the increase in blood flow. Once the brain has adapted, the withdrawal headaches will stop. duration and severity of the withdrawal headaches will vary. Tiredness. Fatigue is another dreaded symptom of caffeine withdrawal. Caffeine improves energy and reduces drowsiness by blocking adenosine receptors. Adenosine is a neurotransmitter that can cause fatigue in some circumstances. Once caffeine is eliminated, many people feel tired and fatigued. While fatigue can be frustrating, allowing your brain's neurotransmitters to stabilize should lead to more sustainable energy. Caffeine is quickly absorbed into the bloodstream and excreted through urine. Tolerance increases with use. This can lead to frequent use and dependency, and therefore a worsening of withdrawal symptoms. Mood changes. Negative cognitive and emotional effects can also be a consequence of caffeine withdrawal. Caffeine stimulates the release of hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, and epinephrine. Caffeine also increases the levels of neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine. If you have developed a mental and physiological dependence to caffeine, you can experience feelings of anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and a depressed mood. This should only occur while your body is adjusting to the lack of its usual source of stimuli. How to treat withdrawal symptoms. If you decide you want to decrease or quit caffeine, try these things to work through your withdrawal symptoms. Taper consumption instead of going cold turkey. If you are used to drinking coffee, try half decaf, half regular, and gradually wean yourself off. Avoid sources of caffeine. Make sure you are not accidentally reintroducing caffeine. Check labels on packaged sodas, tonics, and teas, and even packaged foods. Hydrate. Dehydration can make withdrawal symptoms worse. Take a pain reliever. Take an over-the-counter pain reliever like ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or aspirin to help with any withdrawal headaches. Get plenty of sleep. You will probably feel tired when you stop consuming caffeine, so help combat this by getting at least 7 to 9 hours a night. And boost energy in other ways. Examples of this would be going outside for a walk. Is caffeine good for you? The bad. Those who overconsume caffeine at toxic levels can display features of caffeine intoxication, also referred to as caffeinism. Symptoms of this form of intoxication can include anxiety, agitation, restlessness, insomnia, gastrointestinal disturbances, tremors, tachycardia or a rapid heart rate, and psychomotor agitation. The good. Benefits of caffeine may include increased metabolism, lowered risk of neurodegenerative diseases, protection against heart disease, liver protection, reduced risk of hypertension, and improved asthma control. Much of the data collected on caffeine is observational in nature. There have been few randomized controlled studies. In 2013, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, acknowledged that for healthy adults, up to 400 milligrams of caffeine in a day, or up to about 4 cups of coffee, was not associated with dangerous effects. A 2017 review of studies reported that up to 300 milligrams of caffeine, or about 3 cups per day, is safe for pregnant women. Remember, even 1 cup of coffee daily can cause withdrawal symptoms. It's also important to note that a cup is 8 ounces, and many mugs and to-go cups hold up to 16 ounces or more. Also, keep in mind, caffeine tolerance and the body's response is slightly different for each person. It's a good idea to discuss caffeine consumption with your doctor. The takeaway. Caffeine is thought to be the most frequently used psychoactive substance in the world. In the United States, it's the second most consumed beverage after water. Caffeine functions as a central nervous system stimulant, and even a small amount used daily can cause withdrawal symptoms. These symptoms can result in caffeine dependency. The severity and duration of caffeine withdrawal symptoms vary from person to person, and your genetic makeup can play a part in how much coffee you consume. You just listened to the post titled, "When Does Caffeine Withdrawal Stop?" by Anna Goddard with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, I love my coffee. Somehow, my love of coffee started at a very young age. Like most families, my parents had a coffee maker in a permanent spot on the countertop in our kitchen. I was obsessed with how it worked. I would watch my parents fill the dispenser with a paper filter and pour in the grounds. I would then watch them pour water in the top through what looked like a grated vent and waiting for the brown liquid to drip into the pot below. The sights, sounds, and smells, it was instant love. Once in a while, I would find a half cup of leftover coffee on our kitchen table, and I would ask my mom if I could try it and take a sip. Even though it tasted bitter, I loved it. That love continues to this day. Now, I might sound like a coffee-crazed fanatic. Even so, I don't drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day. This is because I've realized that any more than that, and I have trouble falling asleep at night. So I seem to be sensitive to the effects of caffeine, at least in the form of coffee. And when I don't get my 2 cups, I experience withdrawal symptoms like the ones described in the article. So I do enjoy my daily coffee, but in moderation. But if you realize that, you know what, coffee just isn't your cup of, tea? That doesn't work. Anywho, if you don't consume any now, there's no reason to start. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.